This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is going to be a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com that we have, a referral list to help out our seniors and family members and caregivers where they can go to find good services. And much like our HaystackHelp.com referral list, but this one is specially dedicated for seniors and, as I mentioned, their family members and caregivers, because a lot of things can happen, and a lot of things happen quickly, and sometimes we just do not know where to go to find the company that we can trust or the advice that we can trust. And so that's what our show is going to all be about when we do these special segments for seniors. So we are thrilled to kick it off and want to thank Dan Muir from Rush to Reason for setting this up for us. We have Ruth Ann Arbor in with us, and she's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's just start out with you a little bit. Give us a little bit of your background and then, you know, what you've done in the past and what brought you in to be with Phillips.
Great. Well, actually, I have been with Phillips Lifeline for 20 years, believe it or not.
Started when you were eight.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> but I've really have been in the healthcare field my whole career. Right. Before Lifeline, I worked for the VA medical system as a clinical dietitian. And at that time, too, most of the veterans and the VA worked at were World War II veterans, so older adults. And, you know, I saw those seniors that, you know, would have a fall and weren't able to get help. Wow. And so when I had an opportunity to change careers, that's really what led me to working for Phillips Lifeline.
Sure. And, you know, I were talking just a little bit before we started, and most of the time, I'm making this statistic just in my own mind of what I think, probably. I'm sure there's probably half the time or maybe 60% of the time there are injuries due to the fall, but you and I were just talking. We both know people where there really was an injury. They just couldn't get up, and there's nobody there to help them.
Exactly. You know, that is a statistic. 50% of the people that fall.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a true statistic that fall. They're not injured. Simply can't get up, and all sorts of bad things happen when people just when they lay on their floor. Mm-hmm. They can get dehydrated, their kidneys can then shut down. You get awful sores on your skin that can then cause a huge infection. It can just lead to all sorts of bad things. So the sooner you can get help, the better.
Sure. As I mentioned, this is really, boy, if you're a caregiver out there, and you know what, if you're a son or a daughter or a grandchild or whatever, you may not have assumed that role yet, but you're going to be, right?
Right.
I mean, at some point, you're going to be a caregiver. So really making that home safe is our number one piece of advice to you. And you and I were just talking again before you fall in a bathroom, and that's where a lot of falls occur for seniors, but getting those bathrooms safe. But just making that home a lot safer is a lot of it, but doing what you guys do to have this in-home medical alert that's going to get them help pretty much immediately, that's a lifesaver.
It is. That's one of the reasons why I work for this company. We save people's lives every day, you know, with a simple push of a button. And actually now we even have technology where you don't even have to push the button. If you have a significant fall, it's actually going to detect your fall and send the signal in to us.
Wow. Okay. So where's this grown from when you look now, when you started 20 years ago, the technology and all? What was it kind of like when you, because we all saw the commercials, and we've all, I'll be honest, even joked about sometimes, like we fall and go, hey, I can't get up. I mean, because that's just in our minds. But how's that technology changed?
Oh, gosh, the technology has changed in the sense of the button that a senior used to wear. It was literally the size of a garage door opener.
And that it went might have made them fall, lose their balance, right?
And it went to a communicator that wasn't two-way voice with our response associates.
Okay.
So we had to rely on calling into their home or then calling neighbors over to go check on them, but not being able to talk to that subscriber or that older adult. To now, we have pendants where it's two-way voice right in the pendant and completely waterproof. So they can wear it in the shower. They can, you know. And which is a common place where people have falls or incidents or, So it's come a long way, and it's ever changing and improving too.
Right. So do you have, is it, let's talk about the service itself then. Is it like some kind of home box that you put in one room and then there's different alerts that take multiple boxes, kind of explain it?
So we have different levels of service. We do have the one where there's still what we call a basic communicator that connects to what I call a standard telephone service, whether it's a Comcast or a CenturyLink. But as we know, people are getting rid of the, you know, usual landline, and we have a communicator where it works off of cell service. It's not off of their cell phone, so you don't even have to have a cell phone. It actually has its own cell card in the communicator, and then the button transmits the signal to the communicator. So that is really what we call our in-home devices. Mm-hmm. And then we have one where it's a standalone button. It's two-way communication in the button, and again, it works off of cellular. I call it basically a mini cell phone without buttons. And all you have to do is push it, or if you have a fall, it's going to detect your fall and send that signal in.
Wow. Now, I assume there are other companies out there, quote, similar, okay? True. And I'm not here to bash competition or talk, bring up names, but just what do you think are some of the key points that set you guys apart?
Yep. We're one of the few, if only, company. We manufacture and develop our own equipment. We only monitor our own equipment. A lot of other companies are using other people's equipment, a different call center. Mm-hmm. So we really have a lot of control over the quality of our equipment and the quality of our call centers. And if we need to help that subscriber troubleshoot their equipment, we know what equipment. We don't have to figure out, oh, well, what equipment do they have? So that's one of definitely a big differentiator. Mm-hmm. Also, our industry is not mandated to be regulated by the FDA. However, we took it to that next step, and all of our equipment is considered is registered as a Class 2 medical device. So we have to report any kind of failures, any type of scenarios to the FDA if something's going on with our equipment.
Sure. So the person falls, or in this case, you know, they don't even have to call in, like say, into a technology now. So that goes to a immediate kind of response team.
Correct. Okay. It goes to our central call center. We actually now have 3 call centers in North America. Our main one outside of Boston in Framingham, also one in Arizona, and then we cover Canada, so we also have a Canadian call center. So it goes to those response associates, and we have basic information on that subscriber. Obviously, their address, basic medical information. We have information of, like, they have a pet in the home. So if we have to send EMS, we can tell the EMS there's a dog, do not let the dog out, or do not let the cat out. And anything else helpful about that subscriber that we can provide to the EMS if we have to call them.
Sure. Again, if you're just joining us, we're glad to have Ruth Ann Arbor with us. She's a territory manager for Philips Lifeline. If you'd like more information, their number's 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476, and they will be glad to help you. A couple of things I'm just trying to think. You know, if you fall, I mean, first of all, it's a helpless feeling.
Right.
I mean, you kind of feel stupid. I mean, even when, you know, when we fall, first thing we do is going to look around and see if anybody's
talking. Yeah, everybody's watching us.
Yeah, everybody's watching. So I can't think of anything more comforting when you're in a home alone, all of a sudden, to hear a voice start talking to you. That's got to be pretty comforting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the common place is people are home alone and nobody's around. And so you're thinking, how am I going to get help? Mm-hmm. So, and when they hear that response associate come across, it is a big sigh of relief, you know, versus let's say you're at the grocery store. We do have our mobile device, but most likely if you fall at the grocery store, someone hopefully is going to help you. But it's when you're in your home by yourself that, and even if you're in a senior apartment community, if you're in your apartment by yourself and you don't go out, somebody might not check on you for the, you know, another 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, because you could have just left people. They think you're going to take a nap. You're gone for 4 hours. They wouldn't think a thing about
it. And nobody plans a fall. Nobody plans, oh, today I think I'm going to have a heart attack or just not feeling well.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing about our service, too, is we don't call EMS all the time. Sometimes and often people have a fall. They simply need assistance up. We send someone over, they get them up, and they're fine. Nothing else needs to be done. Or maybe they're just, you know, not feeling well. Push their button, and we send what we call a responder, which is a friend, family, or neighbor that can go check on them.
And a lot of people may think, you know, I've got my son or daughter or friend on speed dial, whatever. But you know what? Just like right now, if somebody needed me, I mean, I'm not paying attention to my phone. Right. I couldn't leave. Well, I mean, depending on the emergency, but I mean, it would be tough and people could be in a meeting, could be whatever. So if you're thinking out there, oh, this isn't something we need because I live within three blocks, it's still something that your loved one needs. And, which we'll get into in our second segment, a little bit of the cost, but I mean, a lot of people pay more for their cable bill than what this costs.
A lot of people pay monthly for their cable bill, which would be a year subscription to our service.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it can, again, it can save your life. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, it's, we hope you don't have to use it, but it's kind of like life insurance or, you know, health insurance.
Well, sure.
You know, we hope you don't have to use it, but if you need our help, we're going to be there.
You need it one time.
Right.
That is worth every penny.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure. Their website you can check out as well is lifeline.phillips.com. And once again, their number, 303-378-2476. So as far as installation, is it some monitor type things? Because I know Dan helps out with
right.
this.
Correct.
So is it some monitor type devices in different rooms then that pick up that signal?
Right. Okay. So it's basically one, if they have our in-home device, it's one communicator. It covers the whole home. We can turn it up pretty loud on our end to hear someone across the room, across the hallway. The nice thing is, if we don't make voice contact, we actually disconnect, dial into the home to see if somebody's able to pick up the phone. Because sometimes people accidentally press their button.
Sure.
If we don't connect with that person, then we start calling responders to send somebody over and saying, we didn't make voice contact. We need you to go over and check on that person.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty easy as far as the setup. It's plug and play, and we have two options where we can have a home service rep like Dan go out and set it up, or sometimes in rural areas we don't have coverage there necessarily. We can ship it, and they can do what we call self-install and call us, and we'll walk them through it.
Sure. When we come back from break, maybe a story or two that might come to mind of where you say, you know, boy, these people are so glad that they heard about this because some loved one is still with them today because of it.
Yes.
All right.
I have a good one.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com show. If you've got any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, and we are thrilled to have Ruth Ann Arbor in studio with us. She's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. This is a special edition of our referrals for seniors and .com. This is a website and a referral list specifically dedicated for seniors, family members, caregivers. So not meant to be a directory of any kind. We're trying to find the right people in each category that we know we can trust and that can be a big help to you. And you can get the help and advice that you need as well. So we're talking about this Phillips Lifeline, and this is an alert system for the home that the person just simply wears around their neck, but it has reduced from the garage door opener size. Okay, so it's relatively smaller now.
It lays, our basic button weighs less than a half an ounce.
Oh, wow.
It's really,
that's cool.
Yeah, really light.
And, you know, it's got to be. I mean, and I'm sure we could get many testimonials from your customers, but what a relief just to know that somebody is right there and you can be all alone.
Yeah. I have a great scenario. I personally was involved in this. I'm not usually the one that goes out to set up the service, but I had a scenario where I happened to be in the area, and it was a couple that both had our service, and they needed their buttons swapped out, partly because they had worn them down so much. They had our mobile button that they needed the cord swapped out. So I went to their home, swapped out their cords, reprogrammed their buttons, and the next day, I got a call from the husband to thank me because his wife had fallen and her signal went through. She had the fall detection button, so she didn't even push it. Signal went through, so they were coming across to ask if she needed help. Well, in the meantime, he tried to help her up, and he fell as well. So they are both laying on their floor. Both have fallen. They were in their mid-80s. Wife had more chronic health conditions than he did, and the next thing you knew, the EMS were at their home. She was transported. He was okay. He just had like a bruise. But he called me that afternoon to thank me because of the service. He's like, we would have both still been laying on the floor together.
Sure.
But, yeah. Wow. So, I mean, when he called me, I mean, I couldn't even make that up if I tried.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, especially in elderly people, they're maybe a little more brittle, and somebody may go in there and think they're help, and the way they pick them up and could dislocate an arm, break an arm. I mean, we've heard all kinds of
exactly.
nightmare stories.
Yeah. Because sometimes when we're talking to them, two-way communication on their communicator or through their button, depending on their service, sometimes they're like, no, I'm not hurt. We send out, you know, friend, family, neighbor to go check on them, and they get out there and like, I don't know. I don't think I should move them. And from there, we have a closed loop. So once that responder gets into their home, we ask them to hit what we call our reset button. It lets us know someone's in the home. And then we'll ask them, hey, are they okay? And, you know, sometimes it's like, no, we need the EMS. And so then we turn around and call the EMS to come out.
Sure. Once again, their phone number is 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. The website is lifeline.phillips.com. So let's go through a little bit of, and we don't have time to get into all probably the different programs you offer, but from a basic unit, and maybe there's
yes.
one person in the home, and so give us some kind of idea of price structure.
So we have all, you know, different levels from our basic service. If you still have, you know, a traditional, what I call a traditional landline now, a Comcast or a CenturyLink. We have a unit that works with that and our basic button where you have to push the button for any type of scenario. Okay. That basic service is $30 a month. So, you know, a dollar a day for
revisits
peace of mind.
Revisits to Starbucks.
Yeah. A dollar a day for peace of mind. To when you add in our fall detection, it's only $15 more a month. So, you know, $45 a month for fall detection. So, you know, again, still pretty affordable. All the way to our mobile devices, which are a little bit more expensive, and we have two levels of our mobile device. One that's a standalone pendant, that honestly, it's only $45 a month. You do have to purchase the button. To our highest level, where you have a communicator and the mobile button, because it adds some additional locating features when you have a unit, the communicator,
so
and
let's
the
say
mobile.
Someone's out and maybe they've got a fairly large backyard and they mess around with flowers or something, or, you know, back in the lawn. So that's something that can still locate them.
Yes.
Away from inside the home.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And the great thing about our mobile button, it has, depending on the level of service, 5 to 6 locating features. And the one that I love, we can locate the person with our mobile with GPS and Wi-Fi. However, let's say you're out for a walk in a park, you've fallen, you're laying there, we know approximately where you are, but EMS can't see you. We can set off an audio beacon, and I equate it to like an avalanche beacon. It's a high-pitched beep, so then, again, we can locate exactly where they are.
Wow. And I was doing some research on your website this morning, and it said also the auto alert button requires no charging.
Yes.
So that's a cool thing, because
Yeah.
everything else we have, we don't. When you need it the most,
right?
And you see
Yes.
it in movies, people, they go to use their cell phone and write that dire need, and it's dead. You know.
The only button that does require charging is our mobile, and partly because the two-way voice is in the button, so it drains the battery more. Mm-hmm. But it's really simple. It's like a magnetic clip that clips onto the back of the button, and the power cord for it, it has such a long cord. You can be sitting in your recliner, don't even have to take your button off, charge it, and then you just break it away. It's a magnet, so it comes up, Wow. you know, comes off really easily.
Wow. And I'm telling you, even, you know, older couples, because we always think about the individual just left at home alone, but also for someone, because, you know, I mean, they're older years, I mean, people take naps, they leave somebody else alone, they think they're fine, the husband goes out in the garage to do something, whatever, and the wife, before she knows it, 5 hours have gone by, and, oh, I haven't seen Fred.
Exactly.
You never know.
Yeah.
And for the you know, affordability of this,
and
it's crazy not to have it. Typically
for an additional subscriber, especially if it's our basic service, it's only $10 extra to have two people on the service. For our basic service. With our mobile, again, you have to have two different subscriptions, partly because it's mobile and, you know, husband right. could be at the grocery store and wife's at home and they both need help at the same time. It's two completely separate, but
sure.
still completely affordable.
Wow, wow. Now, during the break, I asked you if there was any kind of special you had, and there is kind of one. So if you don't mind, hey,
yes.
let's give it
yeah.
out.
Yeah, so through the end of the month of June, and sometimes we'll roll it over into the beginning of the next month, is first month free. So
okay.
if you mention you heard about us on this
okay,
radio
just
program.
Mention Haystack Help yep. Radio and or mention Dan Muir. We'll make Dan the keyword.
There
okay?
we go.
Yeah, but I want to thank Dan for setting this up for us today. But folks, really, truly, hey, maybe you're by yourself. There's not any loved ones that live around you or friends that you ought to give them a call today. This is something that could absolutely save your life. And if you're that family member or caregiver, hey, and you know, it would take you a while. Hey, with traffic today, I don't care where you are, it's going to take you time to get to somewhere. Give them a call. And I'm telling you, this is very, very affordable. 303-378-2476. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and they will get your first month free for you. Now, as far as alerting, once the Lifeline Response Center does, then I assume they have a emergency call list to call a loved one or something.
Correct.
Is that how it works?
Yep. So what happens if, you know, we're talking to the person that has the service, Again, two-way communication, the button or the communicator in the home. You choose who your responders are for non-emergency situations. So typically it's a friend, family, or neighbor that's no more than 10 minutes from the home, because even if you're not hurt, we still want somebody to get over to you right away. Okay. So you list them in whatever order, first, second, third. We'll take their home phone, cell phone, work phone, and we'll work our way through that basically phone triage to get a hold of somebody. A common scenario, if you don't have a family member or you don't know your neighbors, you don't necessarily have to have a non-emergency responder. We like for you at least to have one, but sometimes people don't, and EMS is the first person that we call if there is no other responder. But a lot of people like that because they don't want the bells and whistles out there every time.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And there's another nice feature, which I love, is you can list a family member as just a notify. So let's say your daughter lives out of state, or even your daughter lives in Colorado Springs.
Sure.
And you want her to know if something happens. So we, after the call is closed out, we've answered your call, we'll call your daughter in Colorado Springs and let her know what's going on.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. We're going to do this again. Thank you very, very much. What a great service. But you know what? It doesn't help you if you don't call. 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. Again, I want to thank our good buddy Dan Muir for setting this up for us today. And thank Ruth Ann Arbor, Territory Manager, for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great privilege to have Dr. Mark Riggs back with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. 5280functionalmed.com is their website. Be sure and check it out. Great website with a lot of great information. Their phone number is 720-722-0386. That's 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Mark Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott.
How are you? Great to see you. All right. Now, our last show, we discussed about how stress worsens type 2 diabetes. So I thought you might summarize for our listeners a little bit about what we discussed.
Sure. Well, first, stress doesn't just mean perceived emotional stress. That's part of it. But when I talk about chronic stress, I'm really talking about four main types of stress that constitute our overall physiological stress burden. And those four types of stress are perceived stress, sleep stress, inflammatory stress, and metabolic stress. And now we already know that diabetics have excessive metabolic stress and inflammatory stress by the nature of the disease. So if they're also experiencing excessive amounts of perceived stress and or sleep stress, this makes managing blood sugar even worse. And the real reasons that these physiological stressors are so problematic for diabetics is because they disrupt hormonal signaling, leading to a hormone cascade that raise blood sugar levels and eventually lead to chronically elevated blood sugar levels. And I mentioned last show that the main chronic stress hormone is cortisol, which is released by the adrenal glands in response to any of the four main physiological stressors. And that works by stimulating the release of cortisol in the blood. So elevated cortisol has also been shown to contribute to insulin resistance, fat storage, muscle breakdown, high blood sugar levels, by inhibiting the breakdown of glucose by muscle and fat cells. And this results in increased insulin levels over time, which then leads to greater fat storage in and around vital organs and makes our cells more resistant to insulin. So it's a vicious cycle. Now, what's very important to note is that we can test our bodies for these stress levels directly by measuring stress hormone levels. And there are a variety of ways physicians do this, but the best way is a dried urine test. This type of hormone testing is newer, so most conventional doctors shy away from it, but it has been shown to be far superior to blood testing for sex and stress hormones and measures much more than blood tests do. So anyone listening who might be interested in this non-invasive test, please feel free to give us a call at 720-722-0386.
Okay, great. Now, so it sounds like, you know, this whole management stress thing is something we really need to address. So what are a few of the best stress management techniques that you can share with our listeners?
Well, there are a bunch out there, and it's great because they're, you know, great conservative treatments that including exercise, but they're great conservative treatments that absolutely should be exhausted before resorting to medication. So practicing awareness or mindfulness, paying attention to your life, paying attention to your attitude, the foods that you choose, the relationships that you choose to pursue. It's about making healthy choices mindfully. So that is actually a practice that takes a concerted effort. And I'm a firm believer that the more aware we are of our bodies and our thoughts and our emotions, the better off we'll be in our health in general. Another technique is diaphragmatic breathing, which involves consciously controlling our breath, which affects our autonomic nervous system and actually helps modulate heart rate, digestion, body temperature. Meditation is something that a lot of people practice, which is letting go of your mind and being in the present, not worrying for a few minutes about the mistakes in your past or fearing what's to come in the future. Prayer or turning your stress over to a higher power is very, very beneficial. Visualization or painting a picture of the life you want for yourself and the action steps it takes to get there. You can take therapeutic baths and Epsom salts, essential oils such as lavender. Journaling helps clear your mind and get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper. And last but not least, but talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy in many cases, to help develop better stress management tools and techniques for day-to-day life. And these are all, like I said, all very effective therapies that should be exhausted before resorting to medications for things like anxiety and stress. So again, I just want to reiterate that it's incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to manage our blood sugar without managing our stress. And in fact, some of the research has shown a 3% drop in hemoglobin A1C levels with stress management alone, which by comparison is more effective than taking a combination of three diabetes medications.
Wow.
So this is real, and it makes sense. It's conservative. It's holistic. It's addressing underlying causes, not just treating your symptoms with the Band-Aid approach of just popping a pill.
Wow. Great. Again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. He's the owner of 5280 Functional Medicine. Their number is 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. You can check out their website at 5280functionalmed.com. Now, our topic today as it relates to heart disease and diabetes is thyroid dysfunction. Yes. So what do our listeners need to know about their thyroid? Because this is probably one of the most important glands. Is it a gland?
It is a gland.
Okay. Most important gland in your body, probably.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm always excited to discuss thyroid conditions because they are so common and they are so manageable with conservative care and they are so mismanaged by our conventional healthcare system. So you'll notice as we go through the rest of the show today that I'm making a conscious effort to go out of my way to use the word condition instead of disease when I talk about the thyroid. You know, diseases sound so hopeless, right? Disease sort of implies they're irreversible, that they're permanent, and it almost implies that your only option is medical care like drugs or surgery, right? But and it makes sense since after all, conventional medicine is in the business of disease management, but a condition sounds a lot more hopeful, right? So conditions can oftentimes be reversed or at least managed conservatively, and a condition implies that your poor health status is temporary. So I try to remind myself, and in doing so, remind my patients that the symptoms that they may have are a result of a condition in the body, and the thyroid is no exception.
Right.
So anyway, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland at the very lower part of the neck in between the collarbones, and it shouldn't be palpable, or you shouldn't be able to feel it under normal circumstances. But if it were to become boggy or nodular and you can palpate that, then that would be an indication to see your doctor. That's first. Now, why knowing what's going on with your thyroid is important is because the American Thyroid Association says that 1 in 8 women will develop a thyroid disorder in her lifetime. 1 in 8. That's huge. The numbers are slightly less in men. Up to 60% of thyroid dysfunction, patients with thyroid dysfunction are unaware that they even have the condition because the symptoms can be mild.
Okay.
And between 70 to 90% of patients in the U.S. with hypothyroidism have a version, a flavor, if you will, of hypothyroidism known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. This is the autoimmune flavor of hypothyroidism. And some common signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism include weight gain, fatigue, depression, brain fog, constipation, increased blood lipids like high cholesterol.
Okay.
A lot of people suffering from that. Intolerance to cold, dementia, even infertility. We've worked with patients with fertility issues, problems getting pregnant or problems maintaining, holding on to that pregnancy and suffering from miscarriages. And we have traced several of them back to a poor functioning thyroid or dysfunction in thyroid hormone communication. Loss of the lateral third of the eyebrow. Now, when you go to the grocery store, you're going to be looking at people's eyebrows and noticing that many people have a loss of the lateral third of the eyebrow. That's a common sign of hypothyroidism. Hair loss in general, dry skin, mild swelling at the base of the neck, otherwise known as a goiter, and low body temperature can all be signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism. And we have had a few patients with virtually this entire laundry list of signs and symptoms, but more often than not, you can have one or two or three, just a couple.
Sure.
You know, and we run our comprehensive thyroid test, we measure what's going on, and they've got dysfunction that can be improved, holistically and conservatively, using a lifestyle approach first. And then we always have the option to resort to referring to one of our functional medicine colleagues with prescriptive authority for that medication management. But the vast majority of these patients don't need to jump straight to medications.
Sure.
A lot of these cases can be managed very conservatively. You can support your thyroid in a variety of different ways that we'll talk about when we get back from
break. And it just gets down to that proper diagnosis.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. The proper diagnosis. You gotta hit the diagnosis first, because otherwise you're just taking shots in the dark, flying blind.
Real quick before our break, let me mention, if this is the first time you've heard Dr. Riggs on the show, a few of his credentials. He is a licensed chiropractic physician. He is board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders, board certified acupuncture practitioner. He's board eligible nutritionist, nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. So, again, does a great job. We highly endorse him. Give him a call, 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. And as he went through that laundry list, as we called it, of different symptoms, hey, if you're feeling one or feeling several of those, this may be the chance for you to get to feeling better. So all you got to do is give him a call, 720-722-0386. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, certified practitioner in chiropractic, and he is with 5280 Functional Med. And we're talking about the thyroid and heart disease and... So let's get into this again, Dr. Riggs. What does a thyroid really have to do with cardiovascular health?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what the show is all about. This segment, everything revolves around cardiovascular health, and blood sugar issues fall into that category, but also thyroid conditions. I almost caught myself there. also have to do with cardiovascular health. So. The thyroid's an incredibly important gland because every cell in our bodies have thyroid receptors on them for thyroid hormone to bind to. And it is this binding of thyroid hormone to those receptors that stimulate the metabolism of every cell in the body. So dysfunction with either the thyroid gland itself or anywhere in the cascade of signaling from the hypothalamus in the brain to the thyroid receptors on the surface of the cell can affect every cell, every tissue, every organ, and every organ system in the body, including the cardiovascular system. And on a previous show, I mentioned that thyroid hormone is necessary for proper processing of cholesterol by the liver. And without thyroid hormone keeping the liver functioning on all cylinders, the liver becomes sort of a bottleneck, and the lipids that filter through the liver back up into the bloodstream, making your cholesterol levels appear high. This is why sometimes when we have patients come into our office with a chief complaint of high cholesterol, my doctor says my cholesterol is too high, we oftentimes do check the thyroid as a part of our comprehensive workup. Now, before statins came on the market in 1987, doctors actually used low doses of thyroid hormone to treat high cholesterol levels, even when patients had relatively normal thyroid hormone levels to begin with. So it goes to show you how what kind of an impact the thyroid has on the cardiovascular system. And if you listen to my previous shows, or you visit 5280functionalmed.com and listen to episode 2 and 3, you'll know that cholesterol is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. I just brought that up as a point to prove that thyroid impacts liver function and heart health. And as I mentioned earlier, hypothyroidism contributes to weight gain. And since obesity is the number one risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes, which also contributes to cardiovascular disease, it's just all interconnected.
Sure.
Hypothyroidism also interferes with sex hormones like estrogen and testosterone in both men and women, which these hormones are very cardioprotective, heart healthy, at optimal levels. And around the time that women enter menopause, especially, and as men age, so dysfunction in thyroid hormone levels can predispose to a greater incidence of cardiovascular events later in life. So it really is all interconnected, and the thyroid definitely has an impact on our heart disease risk.
Right. Now, besides the symptoms that we kind of went through, how would someone know if he or she has a thyroid problem?
Well, just probably based off of, you know, how you've heard me talk on previous shows, you probably know what I'm going to say, Scott. And
yes,
that
sir.
Is that we have a test for that, right? And it's a very comprehensive thyroid blood test that we run in our practice. Now, one of the most common things that we hear from our patients is that their doctor already tested their thyroid, and either the numbers were quote-unquote in range with a TSH of 0.5 to 4.5, or that they are fine because they're fine in that range, or that their numbers are out of range, meaning that the TSH is above 4.5, so the doctor prescribed Synthroid. Now, unfortunately, there are a few things seriously wrong with conventional thyroid diagnosis and management. Number one, the normal ranges are far too broad. So I mentioned before, the conventional normal is 0.5 to 4.5. Researchers have actually gone back and studied the original group of people that were studied to come up with that conventional normal range for TSH. And that group of test subjects actually contained a significant number of people with hypothyroidism.
Gotcha.
So this skewed the quote-unquote normal level much higher than it should be, and that's why functional medicine practitioners know that the optimal range for TSH is actually 0.5 to 2. So, and that, again, as opposed to 0.5 to 4.5. So you've got that whole range from 2 to 4.5 where your doctor's telling you you're normal, you're not normal.
Sure.
So the very first step in conventional hypothyroidism diagnosis is inherently flawed. Number two, just running TSH, which is what most conventional doctors run, isn't even close to a complete diagnostic picture of thyroid hormone function. In fact, TSH isn't even a thyroid hormone. It's a pituitary hormone.
Okay.
So let's think about that for a second.
Right.
We're trying to measure thyroid function, and TSH does that to a decent job indirectly, but at no point are most doctors running any of the direct thyroid hormones. That's number two. Number three, TSH is the last biomarker to go out of range in most patients with Hashimoto's. So waiting for the TSH to be abnormal means that a significant amount of autoimmune damage has already been done to the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, most patients that we see whose doctors stopped evaluating their thyroid because they have that quote-unquote normal TSH level actually also have serious thyroid dysfunction elsewhere in our testing that is resulting in his or her symptoms. So a comprehensive diagnosis requires our comprehensive thyroid hormone blood test. And we actually have almost never had a patient come to us who've already had their entire thyroid hormone cascade checked by their doctor. In fact, most conventionally trained practitioners only test TSH and maybe T4 and then prescribe a drug like Synthroid, which is synthetic T4.
Sure.
So most doctors are only looking at one piece of a much larger puzzle and a more complicated puzzle, and then going right to prescribing a drug when there are numerous lifestyle factors that affect the thyroid. So for example, you can go to 5280functionalmed.com, and under our patient handout tab, you can check out our handout called Dietary Nutrients for Thyroid Health. And these are all nutrients that are required by the thyroid that can be affected by different patterns of dysfunction in the body that can lead to an underperforming thyroid or a problem converting T4 to T3 and so on and so forth. So it's a great checklist to go through to make sure that you're consuming the foods, emphasizing the foods that will support your thyroid.
And that's way better, like you said, than getting on a drug that you got to take the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, because
and like
maybe,
I say, drugs have their place, but man, why not try this holistic approach?
Why not address the underlying causes?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the thyroid medications are never indicated, because like I said earlier, we do refer out for that in special cases. But just to not address any of the lifestyle factors and go right to the drug is very problematic.
Right.
And there's lots of people out there that can be on medications that don't necessarily have to be had they just addressed the underlying causes first.
Mm-hmm. And the sooner they get in, the better, as always.
Absolutely.
Once again, the number is 720-722-0386. And as he said, check out that website, 5280functionalmed.com. A lot of great information and all of our past shows as well. So you can learn more about Dr. Riggs. Now, you mentioned earlier that Hashimoto's is by far the most common type of hypothyroidism that people in the U.S. are suffering from. So what's currently being done about this, and what does functional medicine have to offer these patients?
Well, that is a great question, and I'm glad we saved the best for last. This is really important, and hopefully anybody out there is really paying close attention to this point here. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or the autoimmune flavor of hypothyroidism, which represents, like I said, 70 to 90% of cases of hypothyroidism in the U.S., it is an autoimmune disease, and it is most often diagnosed by measuring thyroid autoantibody levels. So, by the way, autoimmune disease is basically the immune system that is run amok. It's sort of off the rails, and it is attacking our own tissue. In this case, it's attacking our thyroid tissue. So, as I mentioned, it's most oftentimes diagnosed by measuring thyroid autoantibodies, and guess which markers are not considered quote-unquote standard of care testing for thyroid function? The autoantibody levels. So it just, you would think that if a condition that represents 70 to 90% of hypothyroidism cases in the United States, that your doctor would want to know if you have it so that he or she can manage you appropriately and accordingly. Unfortunately, this just isn't the case. And I've even asked several of my medical doctor friends who are into functional medicine, I've asked them this question. Why, if Hashimoto's represents 70 to 90% of hypothyroid cases in the U.S., why are you guys not running the autoantibody levels as a part of a routine thyroid blood test? Why is that not part of conventional medical training? Why is it just limited to TSH? The two responses I've heard are, number one, autoantibody levels aren't standard of care, so insurance doesn't cover them, so we won't run them. And number two, we don't have a drug to lower autoantibody levels, so we're not going to test.
So why bring it up?
So we're not going to test for something that we can't treat with a drug. Neither scenario makes a bit of sense, but hey, that's the conventional chronic disease standard of care for you. And it just boggles my mind. But that is how, again, if it's 70 to 90% of people with the condition, that's how many people are being missed, because thyroid autoantibody levels are almost never run.
Mm-hmm.
We include them in our comprehensive blood test, thyroid blood test.
Right.
One last big point that I wanted to bring up is that the conventional standard for treating most autoimmune disease is to prescribe very dangerous systemic oral corticosteroids, or drugs called DMARDs, which stands for disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. These drugs globally suppress the immune system, which is the desired outcome for a patient with autoimmune disease, again, because it's characterized by an immune system in overdrive. But the serious downside of these drugs is that they predispose to people to acute infections and cancers. And you know this is true because you listen to the commercials for Humira and sure. Embril and all this stuff that Phil Mickelson advertises for, and the laundry list of symptoms that they rattle off at the end of that commercial is atrocious. The adverse effects. So this is what I'm talking about. Acute infections, cancers are always on the list because they suppress our immune system. And when our force field is down, when our immune system is down, it opens us up to predaceous diseases like infections. And cancer is an immune system problem. Cancer is not just this thing that just strikes without warning. Cancer is a problem of the immune system. We have an immune system to dispatch and deal with malignant cells. And when our immune system is not functioning optimally, that's when we suffer from cancer. So here's the catch. The conventional medicine takes a different approach with Hashimoto's autoimmune disease specifically, because Hashimoto's is not deadly or disfiguring. Conventional medicine decides not to prescribe the dangerous systemic oral corticosteroids or DMARDs, but will simply prescribe synthetic thyroid hormone as sort of a quote-unquote hope for the best approach, right? Sure. And because after all, they don't have a drug to lower thyroid autoantibody levels, so this is really the only option that they have. Mm-hmm. But in functional medicine, we are aware that there are numerous non-pharmaceutical ways of lowering autoantibody levels, which are recognized in the scientific literature and are emphasized when I go to these Institute for Functional Medicine seminars. But they all involve lifestyle medicine, which conventional medicine does not practice. So if there is anyone listening who suspects that you might be suffering from thyroid hormone dysfunction based on anything that I mentioned previously in today's show, please give us a call, 720-722-0386. Receive a full evaluation, and including our comprehensive thyroid blood test, and let's get things back on track.
Sure. And, you know, because here's what I always tell people. One of two things are going to happen. You're either going to get a great bill of health, we'll call it, and you'll know you're on a good path, and, you know, you feel good, and you can walk out with confidence, or you may catch a condition
early.
That you had no idea about that can really be of help. And man, what a great investment in your health and your life.
And these patients that we see, these are patients that have been feeling crummy.
Sure.
Fatigued, problems with weight gain, brain fog, you name it. Any of those symptoms that I rattled off earlier, these are patients that have been suffering this not just for 2 or 3 weeks, but years.
Right.
These people have been, you know, the walking wounded for years, and it really just takes a comprehensive diagnosis that's beyond what most conventional doctors have to offer. Again, if a conventional doctor doesn't have this type of training to run all these extra biomarkers, they aren't gonna run it typically if you go in and request it after hearing this show.
Right.
If they don't have the training to interpret those markers, they are not going to be comfortable running those markers.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to seek out someone like my wife or I who practices functional medicine and can really comprehensively and holistically diagnose and manage your chronic condition.
Right. Make the call. 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. And again, check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And when you call, make sure you mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. So Dr. Riggs, thank you very much. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great weekend, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.